Editor's note. This story has been updated with comments from Deputy Mayor-elect Tim Fryer. Better late than never. While Collingwood's election results were expected to come in shortly after polls closed at 8 p.m., an issue with the internet voting system caused voting to be extended until 9 p.m. With results posted shortly before 10 p.m. Yvonne Hamlin won the Collingwood mayor's seat, while Tim Fryer won the deputy mayor's seat. I'm just so honored that the people of Collingwood had enough trust and faith in me to elect me to be mayor tonight. It's going to be a really great next 4 years, said Hamlin at her campaign party at 1858 Caesar Bar. I have a good council that's been elected, a terrific deputy mayor, and we have a big agenda ahead, she said. I'm thankful that people supported my vision for our community. We had a great team of people helping and we ran a good campaign that I'm proud of, said Hamlin. Hamlin received 3,469 of the 8,692 votes cast for mayor, 39.9%, Norm Sandberg received 2,635, 30%, and Marianne McLeod received 2,588, 29.7%. McLeod had a party for her supporters at Black Bellows on Monday night, and said she was proud of the campaign she ran. It was clean. We did not unleash trolls or hecklers. We didn't talk about other candidates, or make false promises, said McLeod. We went high. I'm so proud of my team. I am forever changed. Norm Sandberg opted to stay home to watch the results come in on Monday night. Upon news of his loss, Sandberg said he was disappointed. That's the voters' choice, he said. We ran a tremendous campaign with dedicated volunteers. We ran on the issues and we stuck to them. I'm disappointed for me and the team, but I wouldn't have done it any differently. Tim Fryer won the deputy mayor seat. Fryer received 5,804 votes of the 8,270 cast for deputy mayor, 70%. Bob Madigan received 1,688 votes, and Jordan Fleming received 778, though she announced at the start of the campaign she was withdrawing from the race. When reached for comment by CollingwoodToday.ca, Fryer said he felt happy to have the support of voters. We know we have a busy and full schedule of things we'll have to be dealing with, he said. The real work's going to start shortly. Fryer said he was fearful of low voter turnout, which came to fruition with only 39.68% of eligible voters casting ballots. It's a lower turnout than we've had in the past, he said. I did get a feeling that was a possibility when I was canvassing. Madigan did not return a request for comment on election night, however he did post on social media. Well, I got my ass kicked in that election. The people have spoken. Thank you for allowing me to serve for 8 years as councillor. All the best, Collingwood, wrote Madigan on his Facebook page. The seven councillors-elect include Kathy Jeffery, 5,615 votes, Deb Doherty, 5,350 votes, Brandon Houston, 4,822 votes, Chris Potts, 4,267 votes, Rob Ring, 4,032 votes, Christopher Baines, 3,854 votes, and Steve Perry, 3,351.